Today I'm speaking with Jenny from New Jersey. Hello, Jenny.
Hi.
Thanks for joining me. Now, the reason I'm talking to Jenny today is because she's a Club Lifestyle member, and she is a vegetarian. And specifically, I wanted to talk to her today because she has embraced the leanest lifestyle, used all the tools at Club Lifestyle, and has remained true to her vegetarian lifestyle. So, Jenny, if you would, give us just a little bit of background about who you are, how old you are, family, what do you do? Just give us a little background first.
Sure. Well, I'm 51 years old, and I've been a vegetarian, pretty much a vegan, which means no dairy, eggs, fish, chicken, or beef, on and off for about 25 years. So it's a lifestyle for me. Currently, I work as a web designer from home, and I'm single, and I'm pretty light. I weighed about 118, 119 when I came to the program, but very flabby and out of shape and very unhappy with how I was looking and feeling. So although I had a small amount of weight relatively to lose, for me it was significant. And by using these tools, it's made it possible.
So when you say you're a vegan, that is kind of, that's the most strict form of vegetarianism, right?
It is. And it actually, I think it is possible to be a vegan and follow the leanest lifestyle. For me, I decided to add no-fat dairy into my regime after really analyzing the leanest lifestyle protein-carb balance requirements.
Okay. So that would kind of, would that turn it into a lacto-vegan?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. And it's very, you know, I think one of the most common that I see for people who come in is probably the lacto-ovo.
Yes.
But anyway, just to kind of make that distinction, you know, the vegan is pretty much no meat, no milk, no eggs, you know, that kind of stuff.
Right.
But you've tweaked it just a bit to include a little bit of the fat-free dairy.
Exactly. One of the reasons I wanted to find a program like this was because I have been able to lose weight in the past, but in a very unhealthy way. And in your book, David, you've talked about the typical, quote-unquote, healthy food breakfast.
Yeah.
Which has all the ingredients of a delicious, healthy meal, but unfortunately is very laden with carbs and almost no protein,
mm-hmm.
and really can do a number on your blood sugar, which is an issue for me. So I wanted to find something where I could lose weight, but do it healthfully as a vegetarian. That's one of the biggest changes I've had working with the tools.
Now, someone listening to this might say, oh, my goodness. Well, first of all, how tall are you?
I'm 5'3".
So you're 5'3", and you've been in the 120s, but you came at 118, and now you're around 112.
Right.
And evaluating what you want to do from here. So some people are going to be listening to this going, you know, oh, my gosh, you know, this boy, I feel so sorry for Jenny. She's been as heavy as she's been as heavy as the 120s, the big blob. But you had said that something just a minute ago that said something about you've lost weight in the past, but it's been an unhealthy way. What do you mean?
Basically, I would eat very low carb, low calorie, and high on the carbs. As a vegetarian, and anyone who's a vegetarian knows this, it's pretty challenging to find high-quality protein that doesn't also have more carbohydrates. So when you're trying to lose weight without really knowing what you're doing, mm-hmm. I would eat very low calories, which would mean I'd be almost getting no protein. So it turned out to be, you know, a kind of a wasting experience, even though I wasn't aware of it. And I think I really did damage, you know, not undoable, but to my general health.
Well, you know, and depending, obviously, and you've worked with me enough to know that when you bring calories down too low and the protein is not there, then you end up basically consuming your lean body mass or muscle to survive, which is the worst scenario that we want, because we want to preserve or add muscle at all costs. So when you say you would eat very low calories, compared to what? Compared to what you just did? Because you just lost about, 6, 7, 8 pounds, and you did it, you were just right on with regard to my percentages that I recommend as far as carbs, proteins, and fats. Now, were your calories a little higher than what you've done in the past?
They were higher.
They were higher.
But not much.
Okay.
But I think also my awareness of what I was actually doing was much lower. You know, I had a general sense of how much a piece of toast was and, some rice and so forth and vegetables, mm-hmm. and I would sort of keep it in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But I, with Lena's lifestyle, there's no messing about. I mean, you really know exactly what you're eating in the protein, the carbs, the fat, the calories, and you really can work toward what you want because you have the tools to do it. And before, it really was kind of guesstimation.
Mm-hmm.
I would just make sure I was basically starving myself to get that weight showing up on the scale.
Have you had blood work done that would indicate that anything's not right, or that being a vegan without having, the protein where you have it now has been in any way harmful? Or have you just had just very healthy blood tests?
No, I've had real blood sugar issues. I have hyperglycemia for the last year and a half. And, I'm sure, because I really was trying to keep my weight down, that had a part to play. I really think I disrupted the balance of my blood sugar.
So blood sugar,
eating the way I did, because I was eating such a high carb diet without enough protein, and I didn't even really realize it.
So you had high blood sugar, but the doctor...
A low blood sugar.
Oh, I thought you said hyper.
No, sorry, hypo.
Hypoglycemia.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, got it.
But my mother, grandmother, and aunt all have diabetes. So I'm in a high risk factor to getting that. So that's another impetus to really, balance this out. And again, I think LL really allows you to do that.
What is a common day? What does a common day look like for you now that you are trying to balance basically your carbs and proteins, trying to match them up, and then taking in a small amount of dietary fat?
Okay. One of the things that really has been stressed with your program is to pay attention to the protein first and then work around it.
Mm-hmm.
So what I've done on a daily basis is to make sure that my breakfast and any kind of snack early in the day is the protein is balanced. So I would ordinarily have a low-fat, low-carb cereal. For me, it would be soy milk. And then I would definitely have a protein drink. And I use a super soy and brewer's yeast concoction.
Mm-hmm.
And also I add flax oil, a small amount of flax oil.
Okay.
And I mix all that together. And basically that gives me about 33 grams of protein and about 25 of carbs and about 2 of fat. Now, for a vegetarian, that's a good amount of protein in one dollop. So I would get that at my base. And then for lunch, I would usually have a bean and soy-based soup, again, low-fat, maybe a split pea with a soy dog, and then vegetables. It's very important to have your steamed vegetables and maybe a salad, too. I also then for a snack or when I'm working out would have half of a fat-free yogurt. And for me, I would have juice because of this hypoglycemic thing going on with me. Somebody else might not need that. I also will be drinking water throughout the day, about 8 glasses of water at least,
mm-hmm.
which was really a challenge for me at first. I had to build up to it, but now it's a breeze. I never even think about it. And then at dinner time, I will have one of the soy-based proteins, either like a Morningstar Farms vegan burger or something like fake chicken nuggets, or I may just make something with fat-free cheese and, again, with steamed vegetables and a salad. And then I'll have, some sort of snack for the end of the day, again, because of the hypoglycemia, maybe an apple or a little bit more of the yogurt. And that's basically my regular day. I also
mm-hmm.
take vegetarian vitamin supplements
mm-hmm.
and B-complex just because I want to make sure that whole foundation is there on a daily basis.
Right. You want to bridge the gap, make sure
yeah.
you don't have any holes there. You bet. Well, one of the things I wanted to ask is when it comes to vegetarians, I find that a lot of times vegetarians have weight problems just like everyone else. And there's a lot of really heavy vegetarians out there. I get a lot of people applying to the program on an annual basis who are vegetarians, and they are fighting the weight just like everyone else. So one of the things that I see as a coach is there's a certain mindset, and maybe you could just help, talk to someone who might be a vegetarian. And what I see is there's kind of a mindset that once you adopt the vegetarian lifestyle, that, you know, since you've eliminated these, you know, these bad foods, these the meats and the red meats and all these kind of things, for any number of reasons, you're good to go. But that is not the case.
Right.
So what is a caution? You know, what have you found? What have you heard? What have you read? What do you know? What do you want to say to someone who just maybe doesn't understand why they have a weight problem and they've embraced this vegetarian lifestyle? What don't they know that you know now?
Well, from my experience, what I didn't know was just how high the amount of carbohydrates I was consuming. Healthy carbohydrates, you know, brown rice, pasta that's whole wheat based.
Right.
So a lot of soy, full fat soy. I thought I was really doing myself a big favor by eating this way. And what I found was those products without having, or just them themselves, they were slowing down my metabolism. And I didn't have the amount of protein I needed to really be balancing it out. So I would say the main thing is awareness, you know, what you're actually putting in your mouth, even though you think it's healthy, it really is not going to support optimal health. It's certainly not going to support the kind of, you know, healthy exercise that you want to be doing to lose weight and also become fit. So I would say just overeating the carbs and the full-fat soy, for me, was one of the biggest changes I had to make.
One of the questions I want to ask is, with another thing that I see that's very common is the vegetarians embracing that particular lifestyle and eating pattern, will have a tendency to eat, a lot of times, some very low-quality foods, low-quality carbohydrates, I should say.
Like French fries.
You bet. yet they are vegetarian.
Absolutely.
It's junk food. It's very high in carbs. It's very processed. However, we get to, you know, kind of stand and stomp our feet and say, but I'm a vegetarian, but the food is terrible.
That's true. You know, when you say that, it brings to mind 1 year when I was working full-time and also taking classes and really had very little time, you know, in between, which many people have this experience. And my typical dinner was to race from work to McDonald's, get a huge French fry and three of their apple pies, or maybe two, and then snarf them down as I was driving to get to class on time. And I'd have that third apple pie actually in the car so that when I was driving home after class around 10:30,
right,
I could have that. And I did that, you know, three times a week for about a year. And needless to say, I was at one of my chubbiest times and certainly didn't feel great, but I was feeling like, you know, well, I'm totally following my principles.
Yeah, yay, I'm a vegetarian.
Yeah. So, I mean, I cannot stress how different my lifestyle is now, you know. I mean, I feel like I really am a vegetarian, and I've been able to lose weight, you know, in a healthy way.
A lot of times, too, and I'll just kind of goes to the same thing, a lot of times I find that whether you're vegetarian or not, there's a, you know, there's a big hang-up with consuming more vegetables for all kinds of reasons. You know, you've got flavor issues, you've got trying to make them tasty issues, you've got just, you know, they take forever to eat because you've got to chew and chew and chew depending on how they're cooked or steamed, if they're not cooked or steamed, especially if they're raw. And one of the things I find is, and I made a note as you were talking about it, is because a lot of times I see the vegetarians are eating so many grains or grain-based junk foods, they're a vegetarian, but they still have a very low intake of vegetables. How would you speak to that, or has your intake of vegetables changed?
And, oh,
yes. Do you have an opinion on that at all?
I do. I have an opinion about it.
Okay.
Just to let you know, my nickname from one of my best friends in my before eating habits was called, I was called a starchitarian.
Oh, yeah.
Because I did just what you said, very few fresh vegetables in my diet. Yes, I now consume, you know, as according to the leanness lifestyle, around 3 to 4 cups of vegetables a day. And the way I do it, I sort of do it in a multitasking way. If I'm going to be doing an exercise tape or whatever at home, I will actually put the steamer on, throw my vegetables in there, put a timer, and then when I'm going to take a minute break, I just race over to it, you know, when it's done, and turn it off. So I just try to find ways of cooking my vegetables in between while I'm doing something else, but I put the timer on so I won't forget that they're cooking. And that actually, as simple as that sounds, has made all the difference for me. And I make enough for 2 days. So then I have simple sauces that I can put on, either nothing, if it's, you know, good enough without it, or a non-fat dressing. I have some Japanese-type, you know, wasabi, mirin, tamari-type things I can put on it for a little flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I do. And it's been a total turnaround for me to eat that many vegetables. And it's satisfying. It fills you up, too, so that you're not wanting all those fat-laden, more processed grain foods.
Do you have friends and acquaintances or people that you know of that also follow a vegetarian lifestyle?
I do, yes.
Do you find that they also, for the most part, struggle to get in vegetables like any other American?
Yes, I do. I mean, I have a few vegetarian friends who are very diligent about it, but, you know, they've really made it their priority.
Right.
Although they're still eating the heavy grains and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, yes. I don't think calling yourself a vegetarian automatically makes you healthy and have you, it makes you choose to eat the proper balance of vegetables and grains.
Well, you know, a basic recommendation, and there's nobody has to be perfect, and there's always a plus and minus variance of, you know, a good 10% no matter what. That's one of the things we stress with the leanest lifestyles. No one has to be perfect.
Right.
But if you're trying to get about 40% carbohydrate, 40% protein, so forth, and you're really utilizing the tools that really just kind of tie it all together, like the Goal Setter, Lean Account, Nutrition Analyzer, and all that, what would you say, you know, was the biggest challenge you had in making this work and or in wrapping your head around the idea of this increase in protein? Did you have any misconception about what an increase in protein would do? What challenges did you have in trying to really kind of balance out your day?
I think there was both a mental adjustment and then actually trying to locate the sources of protein. I found myself a little overwhelmed with the nutritional analyzer at first when I really saw how out of whack my current diet was.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt upset.
Right.
And I didn't know if I could really balance it without having to eat things I didn't want to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my initial reaction. And then because you have that wonderful custom food tool,
mm-hmm.
I sort of went on a crusade
right.
of going through the health food stores and all different stores looking for the kinds of protein that I could consume that would help me to balance it out in the nutritional analyzer. And it sort of became a challenge for me in a fun way. I mean, I don't know if it was fun, but it wasn't painful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to see, okay, I'm off still, but gee, if I add an extra protein this, wow, look at that, it brings it up. It empowered me. So after I got over that shock, because of that tool's flexibility, it actually became empowering.
Well, that's great. And, you know, I've looked over your nutrition analyzer, and one of the reasons we're doing this interview is because, I mean, you just nailed it, especially like in the last month or so.
Really? Oh, great.
Yeah, I mean, you really nailed it. I mean, you're balanced, and, it's, you know, it's very impressive. And then when you finally go, and of the program that I offer, I can see everyone's nutrition analyzer, and that's one of the ways I can help people when I need to look at the real details of what they're eating to help them see where their issues are. Then it's only really once I dig in deeper that I find out that you're eating a vegetarian lifestyle. Otherwise, I wouldn't know it at all by the numbers.
Interesting.
Yeah,
well, that's great in itself.
It is, and typically I can kind of tell just by the numbers if someone is, you know, really leaning in that direction, because I'll see carbohydrates in the 75% range.
Right.
And of course, you did figure this out, and that isn't the case for you. But so where to from here? Where are you going from here? What are you going to do? What do you want to do?
Well, what I personally want to do is to probably lose one more pound, because for people who are listening, when I first had an interview with you, David, you had suggested a certain weight for me, a little lower than I felt comfortable about.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was unable to, you know, just wrap my head around that
mm-hmm.
weight. Now that I'm at 112 and actually a little, you know, 11.8,
mm-hmm.
I can see losing another pound or two would be fine over time, because then you have a little more play
mm-hmm.
At staying at your ideal weight, just as you had said.
Mm-hmm.
So that is one goal. But my really, the goal that is really important to me right now is to get strong and fit.
Mm-hmm.
So I am now going to embark upon a more aggressive weight training program and cardio, and I will, I'm sure, need to adjust my protein needs when I do this. But again, I feel like I can do that now that I can see exactly what I'm doing. The other thing I wanted to mention is that I feel so empowered for the first time in my life to have some kind of real control. In other words, you know, when I splurge, because we are allowed to have a splurge meal,
right,
sometimes that splurge meal will result in a 2 or 3 pound increase the next day. And at first I was totally freaked out about that. Now I realize I know exactly what to do. It's almost like fake weight. I know I need to follow the diet completely and up my exercise and the water, and within 3 days I'll be back to where I was, and sometimes even lower.
Right.
Now, that doesn't always happen exactly that way, depending upon if your menstrual period is coming or, you know, various things.
Sure.
But generally speaking, it just gives you control in a way that I've never experienced.
It is very empowering when you have the hard numbers in front of you and you see that an adjustment here results in this, and an adjustment there results in that. And when you really, you know, monitor your weight with some reasonable frequency, and you quit panicking when you see the little spike. That's what, just like what you were talking about. You understand why the scale is up 2-3 pounds after you have a splurge meal, which we typically recommend, you know, one per week when you're in a loss mode.
Right. And I think that's very important to do, is to allow yourself to have that splurge,
mm-hmm.
but not a marathon splurge.
Yeah.
You're not like, oh, okay, I could just eat everything all day long. You know, it still, as you have said, needs to be within the parameters of the lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I would say is just what you had mentioned. Sometimes it feels painful, but I really believe in the daily weighing in, because it's so easy to fool yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And the minute you start fooling yourself, then you, at least for me, and I've read on the forum so many people, you start to avoid the tools.
Right.
And that's the worst thing you can do for yourself,
mm-hmm.
because after all, this is for yourself.
Right.
So for me, I weigh daily.
Any last words of advice to other potential vegetarians listening to this, trying to decide if they could, you know, make this work for them? Anything you want to tell them?
I would just say that it's really worth doing, and it is doable. You know, it's possible you will spend a little time readjusting what you've eaten and how you eat and what you're choosing. However, the tools are there for you. I mean, they really allow you to do this, and it's so satisfying to know that you can follow your principles and any reason that you have become a vegetarian, and yet lose weight and do it healthfully and be able to do it in a consistent way, and that you can get support in the manner of all the tools, as well as the forum, which we haven't even talked about,
mm-hmm.
but people are there for you, and it's very supporting. So I would say it's just very doable as a vegetarian, and not to be afraid of the tools and the process, because ultimately it's really worth doing.
You know, it's an educational process, and one of the things that I try to tell new people coming in, whether they're a vegetarian or not, is if you'll come into this kind of thinking like you're coming into your first semester at a university, you wouldn't expect on day one to walk into class and say, you know, teacher, can you just give me the quick cheat sheet notes and let's tell me everything I need to know and, oh, give me, you know, 15 minutes? You just wouldn't. And if you look at it as a process, and the thing is, and I always say this, I got to follow it up quickly so that people's eyes don't glaze over and thinking, 4 years? It's going to take me 4 years to do it? No. You know, I mean, how long? Once you kind of started to wrap your head around this and got over that initial, you know, shock and kind of a little bit of just, oh my gosh, I'm so out of whack, how long did it kind of really take you to get things squared away?
I would say over a 2-week period, but not, that's certainly not every minute of every day.
Right.
I would say 2 weeks, and then I really have been up and running.
Yeah.
And the other thing I just wanted to say is to take the classes.
Oh, that Coach Tom offers.
Yeah.
Because
that's fantastic, and it really helps you know how to use the tools properly.
Yeah, and they're free. You know, they're free to members,
yeah.
So you just schedule them or sign up for a class that's already existing, and you get, you know, personal live, you know, help on how to use all the tools. Well,
yeah, it's wonderful.
Well, Jenny, 51, from New Jersey, vegetarian, has made the leanest lifestyle work. It is flexible to work with vegetarians, and that was really the purpose of this. You've done very, very well. I'm really impressed with how you have balanced your protein and carbs and made it work. And
thank you.
It's impressive. So I want to thank you for doing the interview with me today, and I know that you will have helped a lot of people who are vegetarians who are wondering if, you know, as they continue to struggle with their own weight, if they could do the leanest lifestyle and if the leanest lifestyle is flexible enough for them. And it absolutely is. So thank you very much for spending some time with me today. And we'll be following your progress and success as you continue to go forward and build muscle.
Thank you. It was really a pleasure doing this.
Thank you, Jenny.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. For more information about Club Lifestyle or to take a free 30-day test drive as a member, just visit www.leannesslifestyle.com. That's www.leannesslifestyle.com. Make sure you check out the many other success stories we have available through our podcasting and success gallery area of our website.